Alan is okay. What? Okay, if you wish. Doesn't matter. Not everything has to be, but okay. There's a very interesting diuk in Alan Nisim. If you notice, we say Alan Nisim on Purim and also on Hanukkah. There's a very interesting difference between the nusach of Alan Nisim of Purim and of Hanukkah in terms of how it ends. The Alan Nisim of Purim, which talks about the story of Mordechai the Esther, so the way it describes that the end result was, the happy ending was, he parta satsaso, kilkaltas machshavto, v'shivos mulbirosho, v'solos v'shbana v'leitz. That the end of the story was that Haman got hanged, and there was an apachu, and that's the Yeshua that we celebrate on Purim. When we read Alan Nisim of Hanukkah, it also talks about the story of how the Yevanim did what they did, and Shkichem Tarasecha, and as a result, we fought against them, and Nasat Gibam Yan Goloshim, Rabbi Yan Na'atim, Tvem Yan Tahorim, and we won the battle. And then, as a result of that, Hacha Kachbo Benachu Bibesecha, we went into Beis HaMikdash, and they cleaned it up, Tiras Mikdashecha, Hidu Nitzachas Kodeshecha. So at this point, it would be parallel to what we have in Purim. We have the story, in short, and we have the happy ending. But it doesn't stop with that. After we say that, we continue in the Nusach itself, Alan Nisim, and we say, V'kavu Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Eilu L'hodus HaLashim Chagadol. And they established these days of Hanukkah to be L'hodus HaLashim. And the question is, why did we see fit to include in the very Nusach of Alan Nisim of Hanukkah the fact that Hanukkah was established as a Yontif? Purim, we didn't end the Alan Nisim with the Kavu Yimei Purim to be the Mishnah V'Simcha, which is what it is. Hanukkah, it's not just the story, the Sipur, and the happy ending of the Sipur, which is a Pesumi Nisa, but also we include the very fact of the Kavu Shemot Shmei Hanukkah Eil Hodosach in the actual Nusach of the Hoda. That's the Diuk. Anyone have an answer? Yeah.
Maybe because when it goes Highness, there are a bunch of miracles that were mentioned, but we didn't keep all of them. We only kept Hanukkah. So Dafka, that one we kept, so we're saying we Dafka kept this one.
Okay, interesting suggestion. Not bad. In other words, because the other ones were battle because Tainus and this remained. But Dafka, why in Alan Nisim do we see fit to have to mention it? Why is it relevant to the Nusach of Alan Nisim? Yeah.
Hanukkah, it was clear when and what was happening. Purim, it was very, very gradual. Everything was very Nister. So it was like, a remnant of that. We're not going to mention that it explicitly happened because there's an idea that it's there, but it's not mentioned explicitly.
But Gilas Esther says that they were attacking Kol Yomei Shabbos Shemapur, and it also says Meishta V'Simcha. It does talk about there was a kvius of the yom. Maybe you mean because it's in the Gilas Esther anyway, so we don't have to mention it in the tefillah.
Sure.
What you mean. But in here we don't have in part of Tanakh, it's not simply Tanakh. Okay. Shlomo, you have an answer?
I have a further question, I think.
Further question, yeah.
It doesn't say anything about us lighting Neros Hanukkah. It says
could be Hodus Ahal and Kutz. Some learn that the Hadlaka Saneris is also a form of Hodah. Maybe that could be part of Hodus Ahalel. Not just the nearest Halel, but maybe through, could be the Rosh Hashanah is Mashma that way, that the Hadlaka is. It's in the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, it says, Kvar Masal Mut Yom Nilhal V'Hodah. So, it's Machokes, Hadar Pshat, what does Hodah mean? So, the Rambam, could be a little bit of beginning of an answer. Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that Alan Nisim and Tefillah is part of the Takan of Hanukkah. L'Hal V'Hodah means to say Alan Nisim. Benching is different, but in Tefillah it was part of the institution itself. The Rambam quotes Alan Nisim in Hilchus Brachas and Hilchus Tefillah, not in Hilchus Chanukah, not in Gil of Chanukah. So the Rambam must have learned Pshat that Hodah is going on the nearest.
Yeah. So maybe it's the reason why it's on the Torah and it's in Hanukkah, because part of the continuation of our existence is continued struggle of the disciples. That like he in Purim, so Haman's victory was over, and then it was over because we could celebrate. But even now, we have to continue moving forward in that direction.
So even though the kind of the Hanukkah was because it's an ongoing thing, okay. This is one of those questions we could give multiple answers to, just like the question of Beis Yosef that has like 100 answers or more. There's a Sefer Ner Lameya that came out to give 100 answers to the Beis Yosef's Kasha that he gives 3 answers to, right? Why we have 8 days of Hanukkah, not 7, if the miracle was seemingly the extra 7 days and it had enough for one day. So there's another question that has many answers to it. Okay, I can give you one or two now and then you can think of more. I'll give you one answer that I saw, maybe Rav Nevin Sal might have this in this one of his svarim, we could check, that the common denominator is that what we're trying to emphasize is HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the tables on our enemies. The idea of V'napachu, which is obviously Purim is all about. So V'napachu of Purim is exactly what we end with. The solus of his banavala eitz, because we know that Haman's intention was to hang Mordechai, and what he wanted to do to Mordechai was end up done to him. So that's the ending, which is apropos of poetic justice. That's v'napachu. When it comes to Hanukkah, v'napachu has a different angle, which is the very fact that they wanted l'ashkicham torasecha. The agenda was to erase our religion, to take away our shmiras hamitzvahs. So what's the napachu? What's the hashkacha? That as a result of the neis of the Yeshua, we now have a new yantif. That the kol shmonis v'chanukah egu. That now we have a tosefes yantif. That we have the takana was that we now have a celebration of Chanukah. The kviyas of Chanukah is itself therefore part of the pesumei nisa in the bechina v'napachu. That was, I think, one answer. I'll give you one more answer, which I think is very much to the essence of maybe the inyan of hodah itself, as per Rashi. Rashi learns that even though we say this in Berachas Hamazon as well, but could be it's agav, the inyan in tefillah. Rashi says the takana of saying al anisim is not stam adin of ne'ena ma'ora. You could say like Rambam is mashma that when you daven, you should mention the special occasions that you mention yav yavo, so you say al anisim as well. But rather, at least in Chanukah specifically, in tefillah, the takana was that they with misakin that we should be moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this neis that he did for us when we daven. It's not stam a din of davening. It's a din in the takana itself of Chanukah. The bekavush shmuris mechanukah elu therefore is parallel to what the Gemara says in the Braisa. The Gemara quotes in Shabbos Chaf Aleph that the shenaches kibbom vasamim v'hal v'alda. So adarabba, the fact that we mention it is because this is itself an expression of the Hodah. What we're trying to say is this that we are now saying al anisim, this that we're talking about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us and all that he did, this is itself part and parcel of the takana of Ekosh Ben Ismail Chanuk Egel. Therefore, we put it in because what we are doing is we are saying that we are hereby fulfilling that original takana that we should be molded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through what we just said. So because this is itself a kiyum of Hodah, therefore, the Nusach is kolel the very fact that the Takana of Chanukah had in it the Kviyos Hayom Lahal V'Hodah.